present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, coming out of the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? On the verse of those, on the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. I'm so glad I've got the Lord on my side. I'm so glad I got the Lord on my side. So much despite ourselves, because as long as we're in this flesh, there's always going to be something that we need to talk to God about. And so we don't have to feel ashamed of being people. All we got to do is trust the power of God. Have a mind to get in the Word of God and to learn more about what he would have you to do. And then you just can really see just what God has really done for you this morning. God has done the same thing for all of us. And it's your right. That's why he gave us a spirit and a mind that we could make choices. We know that things always be going to happen, but sometimes we have the ability by the power and the spirit of God to sort of deter some of the things that might cause us trials and tribulations. Sometimes we can help things to be a little bit better. And then there's sometimes that things happen that are beyond our control. So you got to learn how to go with the flow, and then you got to know whatever lane you're in, God is the overseer. God is the one that is actually in control. You get up and you open up your mouth and you want to tell God thank you, but it takes the power of God to do the thing that make your voice make that sound that comes out. And when you think about all of those that are not able to make a sound, all of those that would like to dance for the Lord, but maybe their legs are gone. But just thank God that in their hearts, it can still just be dancing for the Lord. You can't stop praising the Lord our God. And I just thank God for that individual that realized that there come a time when you might not be able to open up your mouth. But one of the saints of old began to sing the song, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. I'm so glad that God understands the wave this morning. God understands what's going on in our minds. And we just thank God for this day's journey. I thank the Lord for allowing me another opportunity to stand on this great day. I thank God for bringing us this far into the another year's journey. When I look back to where I've come from, I can't help but have a praise on my lips because of just the mercy and the grace and the goodness of God. Anybody just glad to know that God is good? And not only is he just good, that's a little generic, but when you are able to say God is good to me, anybody really want to accept the fact that God has been good to you? I know that I'm not by myself, but when I come with this thought this morning, I'm so glad that I got the Lord on my side. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I truly don't know where I'd be. I don't know what I'd do. And I thank God that because of him, I got some hope this morning. Because of him, I know that things are going to get better than what they are. And then I realized that the best is still yet to come. there are those of us in here this morning that have really gone through some things in our lives. And I thank God for you being able to continue to hold on and to hold out. A lot of people may have told you that I don't know how you've made it, but somewhere down in the depths of your heart, even if you didn't witness it to them or not, you could say it was the Lord that brought me this far. It was the Lord that have helped me when my body has been in pain and I wanted to give up in despair. It was the Lord that told me, keep on keeping on. There those times when you were going through your darkest days and the enemy began to show you the dark side of life and make you feel like that all of your running and praying has been in vain, and you found out that all you had to do was just resist the devil. Sometimes you got to learn how to make a detour. Sometimes you got to know that even if you got on your armor of God, ain't no need of fighting a useless battle when you can just let the Lord handle your mess. But there are some things you don't have to indulge yourself in. All you got to do is trust God. I don't plan to be before you long this morning. In fact, I don't have but 2 pages, and we're going to see how far that goes. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. But you already know I don't say everything I write, and there's a whole lot that comes in that I thank the Lord for, because it's all about Him. I thank Him for this old crutch that I use sometimes. My brother up there on the upper deck, he wants me to get rid of my crutch, and one day that's going to happen. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I love that smile because he just always encourages. It's good to have an encourager in the midst of whatever you're going through. Even if it's good things, it's good to know that somebody's with you. And even when the things turn for your bad, it's good to know that somebody still got your back. How many of you know that a whole lot of folk, they're with you as long as you're up, but as soon as you fall down, they leave you all down there all by yourself. But if you got the Lord on your side, you know that no matter what, God is always going to be right there. God is not a sometime God. God is not a wishy-washy God. God is not a God that is that kind of God that as long as you do what I tell you to do, then I'm going to bless you. Because if that was the case, a lot of us wouldn't experience the blessings that we receive. If God was truly honest with us and dealt with us as we really are, we'd be all so miserable this morning. But God has blessed us to see another day, and because He blessed us to come together, we ought to praise Him and worship and glorify His holy and righteous name. Despite all of the negative things that are going on in the world, I thank God that His majesty and His mighty power still avails. We must know and believe and understand that if we trust in the one true living God, and I'm talking about the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that went on to make us in His own image, then we should be ever so grateful that He has paved the way for us. I thank God that the Bible declared that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So you can try anything that you want to try, but you're not going to get to the Lord our God unless you go through and by Jesus the Christ. And it's a good thing to be able to go by Jesus, because He loves us so much that He gave His only life for you and for myself. Then we should ever be grateful that over, even though we may have pains and suffering, despite all the suffering that you had to endure in your life, despite our sin, despite our shortcomings, if we believe in the power of God's sacrificial blood, and if we love Him, we know that God will work things out for our good. Even though we know that the Bible declared that the penalty of sin is death. But that's all right, because He spared not His only begotten Son to die and to give His life in our stead. And all we got to do is just thank God, because He got up out of the grave proclaiming victory over death. Death has no more power. And because Jesus took the power and the sting out of death, that gives us even more hope. We got a reason to dance this morning. We got a reason to throw up holy hands. We got a reason to tell our God thank you. Somebody got something to praise the Lord God for this morning. Somebody know that it wasn't by accident that the Lord has put you in a particular place. There's some time that you got to go through some things, and we began to scratch our head and wonder, Lord, how many things am I going to have to go through? And sometimes it seems like as soon as I get through one mess, I got another thing facing me. And then God gives you a little break, and you have a few good days, and you feel like everything is all right, and here come the devil. Anybody ever realize that as soon as it seems like you get your joy back, As soon as they feel like you got peace of mind and everything seems to be settling down, somebody throw another rock right there in your face. You got to learn how to deal with it, let it go, and go ahead and praise the Lord God anyway. I got to learn how to tell God thank you in the hard times, and got to learn how to keep looking up to the hills, knowing that that's all where your help going to come from. We got to understand that we serve a God that will hear our every need. As we cry out our supplications and we talk to God, I thank God that he has attentive ears. I thank God that he is the one that is always sitting there listening and waiting. And even though God is listening to your supplications this morning, I want to beware that the enemy is still out there. He's out there and he's trying to distract you and destroy your very spirit. And I found out if he can't get you one way, he'll try you another way. The enemy is not going to give up, so you got to learn how to have just as much determination as the devil got. If the devil thinks he's going to win the victory, you better learn how to talk to the devil. You better learn how to tell that devil to get back off of you. Better tell the devil that he has no place in your life. Oh, you can do your job. You can go to and fro. You can try to destroy it. But I'm going to hold on to the hand of an unchanging God. I'm going to realize that I serve a God that is going to let me recognize your tactics. You see, the enemy has a way of doing things in an underhanded kind of way. He's the kind of one that is sneaky in the back. He's the kind of one that will use somebody or something that you really love to get to you. But you got to learn how to recognize the enemy when he comes your way. Don't you know the enemy is not walking around with a long tail and long ears? He's walking around on two legs just like the leg that you got. He got somebody that he's using this morning, trying to get you to stray away from the power that you have of God. How many of you ever heard that whenever you start talking about the goodness of God or just talking about how good the Lord has been to you, and the enemy will always try to make you feel bad? Try to make you feel ashamed, or try to make you feel like that wasn't God that had blessed you. See, sometimes the enemy wants you to prove yourself. But anybody in here know that you don't have to prove yourself to the enemy? All you have to do is trust the power of your loving God. If you are able to say this morning that I'm saved by the grace of God, that's enough right there. But there's some folk that want you to itemize, how did you get saved? Why did you get saved? And why are you still looking at folk the way that you're looking at folk? Well, you got the same eyes. You just got to learn how to look through spiritual eyes instead of physical eyes. Only thing we see is we look out of our physical eyes and we begin to think physical things instead of spiritual things. Everything that you see is not exactly like it is. Anybody ever looked at some things and you thought it was one way? When you got a closer look, you found out it wasn't exactly like you thought it was. That's the same way when we deal with one another. Sometimes we look at the outer appearance and we think, oh, he all right. And then you get to know him and he's full of mess. Then you might look at somebody and say, oh, she's no good. But once you get to know her, that's the best friend that you can find. See, everybody don't know that somebody like you might get to know that somebody. There's some folk that got a wall around them because they've been hurt by so many folk. And when you've been hurt by folk, you're cautious about letting anybody in. Is there anybody in here don't like to get folk too close to you? Anybody know some folk that are a little bit too nosy? They want to know more about your business than they know about their own business. Anybody in here realize that you can't listen to he say, she say all the time? And then they said you got to watch the dog to bring the bone. See, there's some folk that want you to have trouble. There's some folk that don't want you to get along. There's some folk that want you to feel like they don't nobody like you. There's some folk that hate it because you got some so-called friends. I don't know whether they're my friend or not, but as long as they fool me, it's all right with me because they got an answer at that death for death. Just because you smile back, that don't mean you nobody's fool. You just got to learn how to treat folks like you want to be treated. They do you wrong, then it's going to come back on them. If they ain't a believer, they believe in the power and the word of God. Anybody believe this morning that what goes around comes around? Anybody know that the Bible declares if you sow the wrong kind of seed, you're going to reap what you sow? So if somebody knows, if don't nobody like you, how many folk have you liked along the way? Don't nobody want to listen to you? How many times have you put on the brakes and took time to listen to somebody else's problem? Some of us don't never give nobody else time to have a problem. Every time they call you, they just blah, blah, blah. Let me say something sometime. Even encouraging need encouraging. So you got to be mindful sometimes. At least have the decency to say how you doing today before you start rattling off. There are folk that will call you and immediately they start telling you everything that's going on in their life. And it's not that you don't care, but just give you a minute. Sometimes you need to absorb some things. And if you really love them, if you really care about them, the more you tell me, the more I'm hurting. So I got to sort this thing out. I got to pray. I got to ask God, what can I say to help you feel better? But you got me in such a state, I can't even think right now. Hang up for a minute. Be quiet for a minute. It's not all about you all the time. And if you got any friend that they think it's all about them, they feel like because you hold your head up all the time, you don't have any problems. But how many of you know that that's a lie? If you're living and you're walking in this life, you got trials and tribulations as well as the next man or woman. You can have a whole lot of money in your pocket and still be full of problems. Money is not our only problem. For a lot of us, it's too much mouth. Study to be quiet and to mind your own affairs. It's amazing that scripture just won't leave us. We got some folk that got to work on being quiet. I have to work on being quiet sometimes. There are times that I've had those phone calls and I had to hush my mouth. I can't hear what you're going through if I'm going to talk to all the talking. It does not matter who you are talking with. A conversation is an A, B, and you ought to have some interaction. A one-sided conversation is not going to get you very far. That's why some of us argue all the time. Sometimes just keep your little bit to yourself. She'll shut up in a minute. Or he will. It just depends on who's doing the most talking. But you let them keep on saying what they say and asking themselves, they're going to get tired of talking to themselves. Might get a little bit madder. Let me get away from that. We can't allow the enemy to intimidate us as believers. We got to know that the Lord will fight our battles. We can't get so bent out of shape because we know that somebody been talking about us. I know that it takes time and it takes spiritual grace and it takes spiritual growth to get to a place where you don't matter what somebody say about you. Now, when we were children, we used to say sticks and stones may break my bone, but words can never harm me. But now, how many of you, after you got a little bit older and you understand the degree of what words can do, you found out that there are some words that will hurt you more than a stick or a stone? You see, if you hit me across the arm with that stick, it might hurt right then. But after a while, that pain is going to go away. And I may not even think about that anymore. But now you can say something that pricks me to the heart or hurts my feelings to a point to where every time I see you, it bounces right back up in my head. Am I talking to anybody in here? But you can't allow what folks say and what folks do to keep you from being who God wants you to be. You see, David put it like this. David says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they say you cannot have. Delight yourself in the love and the power of God. And the Bible declares that he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, he says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself. In other words, don't worry about him that prospers in his way because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. That there's some folk that's going to get some things in the wrong way. But don't you worry about how they got whatever it is that they got. See, a lot of us, we are so worried and we're so jealous that we don't care how they got it. Sometimes jealousy will make you think that they got it in the wrong way. But the Bible tells us, don't worry about how one other, somebody else may prosper. Just trust the power of God. Then when you find yourself getting swelled up, cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. So don't worry about those that are doing things in their own manner. Just know that God will be right there by your side. Don't worry about those that feel like they got temporary prosperity. For in the face of wickedness and temptation, the wicked are going to fail. Don't you know that God is a victorious God, and with God, things will work out for our good. Now, the Bible tells us, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide those things that are honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, Paul said, live peaceably with all men. In other words, try to get along with one another. I stop by to let you know this morning that the Bible says in our supporting text, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, said the Lord. The Lord said that if there's anything that needs to be done, that the Lord will fight your battle for you. Therefore, if your enemy get hungry, feed him. If you get thirsty, give him something to drink. For when you do good unto those that don't like you, if you want to know how to treat your enemy, all you got to do is learn how to love one another. If you love one another like the Lord God said love, then everything will work out for your good. I just stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you ought to be glad to have the Lord on your side. For when things begin to go wrong in your life, is there anybody that know how to call on the name of the Lord? Is there anybody in the house this morning that found out that you can't make the journey all by yourself? I know that I got a destiny waiting on me. I know that there's a purpose for all of our lives. The Bible declared that there's a time for all things. So is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that it's time this morning for you to trust the power of a loving God? Is there anybody that know that in this life that you live, you're not always going to have a brand new day? Every day is not going to be a sunny day. There's going to be time when somebody going to pull you apart. But you got to trust the power of a loving God. Is there anybody having any suffering in your life? For the Bible says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to those things of the glory of the latter day. For I just stopped by to let somebody know that you might be suffering this morning. You might be going through right now. But hold on and hold out to the power of God. I serve a God that will be right there by your side. I want to thank my God right now, for I found out in the word of God, and we know that all things will work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Is there anybody that love God? Where are the God lovers at? Where are the folk that's on the Lord's side? Where are the folk that got joy down in your heart? Where are the folk that know that God will make a way? Is there anybody that want to tell God thank you? I want to thank you for loving me with all of your heart. For I know the thing that you have predestined me to do. If you've been called out to be used by God, then God is going to go with you and take care of every purpose. There's nothing that the Lord God cannot do. I serve a God that is justified. Justified when he blesses us in the morning. Justified when he blesses us in the noon. And I don't know about you this morning, but sometimes in the midnight hour, I find myself crying out to the power of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me as I lay down on the bed of affliction and I look up to the hill from which cometh my help. I realize that God is right there by my side. But is there anybody in the house got somebody messing with you? Anybody want to get the devil off your track? I somebody let you know that the Bible declares, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, if God be for us, anybody know that the Lord is on your side? If God is on your side, who can be against you? I serve a mighty God that has loved us so much that he allowed his only son to go up and die on Calvary's Hill. And when the Lord God gave his blood and he died on Calvary's Hill, he made a way out of no way. He washed away all of our sins. And I'm not saved because of what I don't do, but I'm saved because of what the Lord God did. For one day they stretched him high and they stretched him out wide. They began to stab him in the side and the blood came running down. And I just somebody tell somebody that I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the blood, for that blood that lifted us, that blood that saved us. Is anybody glad that Jesus died? I thank God that he died, and when he died with all power. There's nothing that the enemy cannot do for anything on this side of life that the enemy throw your way. I just somebody tell somebody that I serve a God that can do anything. I serve a way making God. I serve a God that got all power. I serve a God that has a yes spirit. I serve a God that opened up his heart and allowed me to step right on in. And when I got down on the inside, I got joy. Anybody got joy? Anybody love the Lord? Anybody glad that the Lord is on your side? I'm so glad that I got the Lord on my side. Fret not thyself of those that don't like you. I don't need a friend this morning as long as I got a friend in Jesus. Anybody got the Lord this morning? Know that the Lord is walking with them. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. He said, John, don't cry no more, because I'm going to wipe all your tears away. He said, John, don't worry. I know you are wretch undone. I know you've done something wrong in your life, but I loved you so much, I opened up my life. I allowed myself to die. I allowed myself to bleed. And by my stripes, by my stripes, where are the sick folk at this morning? Anybody got any pain in your body? Anybody got anything that you're taking medication for? Well, I just stopped by to tell you this morning that Dr. Jesus said it's going to be all right. Because if you die in the Lord, then you die with grace. If you die in the Lord, everything is going to be all right. But how many of you know that God is able to come to your sick room? God is able to lift you up off your dying bed and to make those folks sitting around you, they stand in awe and wonder. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Anybody know the God we serve? Anybody glad about God? Anybody know that the Lord will make a way out of no way? If God is for us, if God is for us, if God is for us, who can be against us? Because as long as I got God, as long as I got God, everything is going to be all right. I woke up this morning with the power of a loving God. Oh, I thank my God right now that I can see my Jesus sitting high and looking down low. And I'm so glad that he's on my side. A lot of folk, they said that they were your friends. A lot of folk that said that they would go with you all the way have turned their backs on you. A lot of folk that said, if you need me, call me. What'd they tell that lie for? They look right at the phone. I ain't answering that today. But if you love somebody, You answer. See, what I do, if I can't answer right then, I'll try to call them back. Because I don't never want nobody to think that I done got too big that I can't listen. Even if I can't help, I can listen. Because something that you say might help me along the way. There are times when you get closed off into your own little zone. And everybody need their me time. But don't stay in me time all the time. Sometimes come out. Assemble yourselves with the brothers and sisters. Declare the goodness of the love of God. And just know that God is on your side. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, truly I don't know where I would be. Because of who God is, we can look at those words of Paul. And the Bible declares that if we love God, those things that we go through, you can find some good. There are times when we get confused and we would say God wouldn't condone a thing such as this. But there are times when you have to look at your bad day and look at the good in that day. Find the good and dwell on the good. Don't blame God. Don't blame nobody. You don't even have to blame the devil. All you have to do is know that God will see you through. And if you are able to believe that if the Lord God is on our side, who can be against us? The enemy and all of his foes. But they will not be victorious. Because as Paul said this morning, vengeance is mine, so saith the Lord. If you're going to trust him for one thing, you got to trust his word for all things. So do know that you're going to suffer sometime, but the suffering of your present time cannot be compared to the glory which God is going to reveal in you. Now, a part of what that is saying is that when we partake of the body and blood of Christ, we're remembering his sacrificial death for all of our sins. And even though we can have communion today and we may have a trial this evening, don't worry. Because the glory of the future time is going to put us in a place where there be no more crying, no more struggling, no more suffering. But all things will be as the Lord God would have them to be.